I'm joined by the Corporate Director of Chaplaincy at Phoebe Putney Health System, Darren Marinson. And welcome to Albany, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me this morning.
And what brought you here to Southwest Georgia?
Well, it's actually a homecoming for me. I've lived in this area for a total of 7 years. My father-in-law practiced medicine in Miller County. I'm not unfamiliar with Phoebe Health System, having lived in this area. And when the opportunity came about to apply for this position, and after several months, was selected. And here I am, very happy to be back.
And you've been in ministry for almost 20 years, and you served on the staff of two different churches, one in Louisiana and another in Michigan. And you were the senior pastor of Life Point Family Church. What brought you into the ministry?
Well, I was actually attending graduate school at Regent University in Virginia Beach, studying public policy and law, and afterwards relocated to Louisiana, working for the Commissioner of Elections in Baton Rouge, and attended a large church there, was very involved with my wife and family in small group ministries. And through that process of being involved, and you know, I'd always felt a sense of calling to full-time ministry, but it was really at that place that the Lord really spoke to my heart and confirmed that calling. And in 1998, was ordained and called into full-time ministry.
And it says you completed 5 units of CPL, level 1 and 2 with a ACPE, and you hold a doctorate of ministry. And in pastoral ministry, you also hold a Master of Arts in Theology and Public, or Master of Arts in Public Policy, and a couple others. And what skills or gifts do you bring to the table?
Well, certainly with pastoral ministry, Walter, and clinical pastoral education combination. And being a people person through these many years, I bring not only a skill set of helping patients and families cope with trauma and stress and the things that occur in a hospital environment. Certainly, it's a place of change. I've not met many who come into a hospital or are admitted to a hospital who leave the same way. And my heart and calling to hospital ministry, along with our dynamic staff and volunteers that we have, is to really help facilitate a spirit of excellence and a change where the patient leaves better even than they came, helping them to mitigate through the tensions and stresses and experiences that a hospital stay can bring to a patient and a family.
And let's talk a little bit about that. And when they're being rushed to a hospital, when they're dealing with such trauma, not knowing what's going to happen next. How do you put the patient's family at ease? And what role do you provide in comforting them during that time of difficulty?
Sure. Well, Walter, really, when a family comes or a patient comes into a hospital, there's automatically, questions, concerns, fears, uncertainty. Chaplains such as myself and chaplains that work in the healthcare industry as a whole don't come, with opinions about their care. Really, we come, and I come more specifically, with a compassionate heart and a listening ear. And I think it's important as a chaplain to give ear to the concerns of a patient and or family because, they're just looking for a place to be able to voice those concerns. So as a chaplain, primarily such in a crisis situation or an emergency room situation, just being present with a family, and we call that a ministry of presence. And that's simply just allowing that family or person to be able to share their concerns to me, and then, of course, respond, you know, accordingly to the situation. It's recorded that the number one reason, you know, chaplains are effective is because, you know, patients who come into a hospital, 43% of them have no one else at home. There's no support group. There's no one to turn to. And so chaplains can provide that conduit, if you will, between that patient and that support group that they are looking for to help them ease into and through the process of a hospital stay.
And you were also commissioned as a captain in the U.S. Army in 2011, and you served with the 316th Expeditionary Sustainment Command, headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yes. And what was that experience like?
Well, I currently serve as a major chaplain. My rank is major chaplain in the United States Army Reserve Command. And yes, I'm a command chaplain of the 316th. They are an expeditionary sustainment command headquartered in Coraopolis, Pennsylvania, that has command and control of 10,000 soldiers plus families throughout the Northeast United States, from Pennsylvania to Maine and from Maine south to Virginia. So I rotate once a month, you know, 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year, and then any specialized duties. But it's a chaplain's position, so I'm experienced in helping soldiers now mitigate through crisis and trauma, suicidal ideations, and families certainly who have to have experienced a loved one and a soldier take their own life after coming back from combat or not going to combat. So it's a unique setting to be in as an Army chaplain.
And what do you hope to accomplish while you're here at Phoebe?
Oh, well, I certainly am so excited about the opportunity to be able to serve not only our patients, our priority is our patients, and to do so with compassionate care and with excellence, but also for our staff. We have employees and we have doctors that, you know, we have at least 4,000 employees in the health system. And so our heart, my heart particularly, is to be available not only to the patients and the families, but to the staff as well, because I believe that when a staff is taken care of, it only adds value to the care that the patient is receiving.
Thank you, Darren Morrison, the new corporate director of chaplaincy at Phoebe Putney Health System, and welcome to Southwest Georgia.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.